Thank you, Lord, for bringing us in your house, for showing us your word, for letting us sing your name. Amen. P.T. Forsyth was a Scottish man who lived about 100 years ago. And Forsyth looked around and he observed our society. And he said, the key theme of our society is, we are our own authority. We are our own authority. Well, the modern world places its confidence that way in science and reason. You know, we were raised to think on our own, to think things out carefully. And we think, well, science and reason can pretty much explain everything in our world, even the COVID virus. So scientific people have become our gods. Amy Acton of Ohio and Anthony Fauci of Washington, D.C. I am my own authority, not your authority, just my authority. And I'm capable of discovering my truth all by myself without all the ancient wisdom or even biblical revelation. The cultural elites tell us to lay aside religion and tradition, push away all the moral absolutes that would hem us in, the natural laws. My truth is my truth. Well, you can see what that leads to. It's complete individualism. I do what I want to do, don't I? I create my own life, my own purpose, my own meaning. Yeah, we see it on bumper stickers. You know, keep your hands off of my body, or don't tell me what I can't do, or I'll have any relationship I want. It isn't hurting you. Well, in my childhood, in a little town called Morton, Illinois, there was kind of a general understanding of society that was built around moral norms. There were natural laws, and religion was seen as a good thing, which built up the community and provided a framework for all of us to live in society. Now, for example, I don't remember any kind of gun violence in my little town. Now, perhaps I'm idealizing my childhood in my small town, but it was peaceful, safe, caring, family-oriented. Today, in order to think about faith in the modern world, I want to talk about a story that I think you know well. In John chapter 3, this man named Nicodemus came to Jesus, and he kind of snuck in, if you will, almost. But Jesus looked at Nicodemus and said, Nicodemus, you have to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus that he was God's son and that the Holy Spirit had filled him, Nicodemus. Nicodemus, you got to recognize your own failures, your own sins. Yes, you have to be born again and turn your back. Turn your back on deciding everything for yourself. God is your creator, and God is much greater, Nicodemus, than any of us. God sets the agenda. Well, now these words of Jesus were a radical challenge to Nicodemus and his personal freedom. And we have to remember here, Nicodemus was an important religious teacher. He was a member of the Jewish Religious Council. Well, with Nicodemus and with our modern society, here's where the collision occurs, if you will. Nicodemus could have said, hey, Jesus, I'm my own authority. You can't tell me too much. Who are you to push your religious values on me. Religion then is not a friend for us, but it becomes an enemy. My authority and my individual self will not bow to your religious ideas. My authority and my individual self, well, that's who I am. It's a statement of my background and my upbringing. So if science can explain everything in our world, well, then we don't need a God. No, we don't need God or religion to be moral, to love and work and create a better world, or to have meaning and fulfillment in our lives. No, what we do need is to be free, to live life as I would see fit, and yeah, to work together to make the world a better place and a more just place to live. And then religion, it just gets in the way of all that stuff. Religion is constraining my freedom to live as I would wish and to, to not do, be able to do what I want. Religion just divides us in this society. We don't want religion. Well, in the non-religious world I am describing here, secular people simply believe that, well, you and I are just a complex of chemicals. Yeah, we're just an accident of biology. We are without souls. And we simply use our chemistry then to pass on our genetic code to the next generation. And when loved ones die, well, they simply cease to exist. And there's really nothing right or wrong outside of whatever I choose to feel is right or wrong. Do you see how impersonal and mechanical that makes our world when you start to think this way? What would be the purpose of life, of love, of community, except as a way just to exist together peacefully? That kind of world elevates our choices above everything else. Yeah. Any authority then is suspect because, well, no one should have the right to tell me what to do or to tell other people what to do. Sin then becomes almost impossible to define and impersonal. And, you and I know that for a society to be livable, some choices do have to be made and have to be restricted. Some authorities do have to be respected, and some individual responsibility does have to be assumed. Well, let's go back to Nicodemus again. Here, like I say, this man came to Jesus. He was attracted to Jesus. He had heard Jesus preach. He watched Jesus, turn water into wine. He watched Jesus cleanse the temple in Jerusalem. So Jesus was kind of the hot commodity right then. Everybody knew who Jesus was. But as Nicodemus he came under the cover of darkness to see Jesus. I want to talk to this guy, but since I'm a major religious guy, I kind of sneak in the back door, if you will. Yeah. Well, if Nicodemus wants to be a Christian, if you want to be a Christian, what will the modern Christian mind look like in our world? Well, first, just as Nicodemus was shaped by his world, we are shaped by our world. Yeah. The media is endlessly beating into our heads that religion is unnecessary, silly, prejudiced, limited, narrow-minded, hateful. Yeah, the Christian is told it again and again, keep your faith private. It's just your thing. You can do whatever you want. Just don't foist it on me. The Christian faith believes that God created the world, and it's a good world, and that our bodies and the material of this world is good. And yes, science can help us improve our world. We love the scientific advancements we have. Christians believe that all people have value and dignity and deserve help and respect. We believe that we are responsible for our actions. We believe that our emotions and our feelings, which must be understood, they have to be directed into good moral paths. So if we are modern-day Nicodemuses and we are asking Jesus the questions like he did, well, like Nicodemus, we must also be born again. Yeah, we have to put on our glasses and see the world as it truly is. In being born again, the Holy Spirit does come and fill us. The Holy Spirit renews us, forgives us, and directs us in discerning our society. Yes, we must keep our eyes open as Jesus, our Savior, he guides us into this world, and so that we're starting to examine our world, if you will, we're starting to examine much more carefully in this non-Christian world what we're being taught and fed and inhaled, if you will. Now, Nicodemus, he could have continued just to be the Pharisee he was, the important religious teacher. He could have ignored Jesus, gone home that night and said, "Thank you, Jesus." But that's not what happened to Nicodemus. Oh, no. Like Nicodemus, we have to love Jesus with all our heart. God's Holy Spirit, as I said, filled Nicodemus, and he loved and he followed Jesus very carefully. And we know that when Jesus was crucified, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus laid Jesus' body in the grave and anointed it. See John 19 if you want to learn that story. In the secular society, there is no belief in God. This world, for them, is just an accident of the Big Bang Theory. Our bodies, our minds, and our existence is just an evolutionary accident. And we have no real purpose in this world other than to give ourselves some pleasure and, you know, maybe try to live the golden rule, do unto others as they would do unto you. And because there is no God, well, then there are no rules, no Ten Commandments, no boundaries. We only work because we have to work. We only form relationships that give us pleasure. And when we die, that's the end. Nothing, no more. After all, your life is just a biological accident of genes coming together in a certain way. So just get over it. Now, this kind of person I'm describing, they live right across the street and right across the road from you. And I'm not saying these things to you today to try to build a wall between you and your neighbors. Not at all. Rather, I'm trying to give you the glasses, if you will, you know, these kind of things. The glasses so that you can see our secular society as it really is. Yeah. The people who operate our schools, universities, and the public media think this way. Christian faith has no place in their world, none. And they will tell you to keep your faith to yourself. So therefore, you and I, wearing the glasses of Christian faith, I think you can understand how things get decided in our secular society. And you can understand the necessity of coming here every Sunday. Oh, yeah. You just gotta be here to nourish your faith. And you have to learn how to articulate your faith, defend your faith to people who have no Christian background. Yeah. You can see Jesus as your best friend because he tells you about the world. He walks with you every day. He helps you navigate this culture of 2020. Well, just like Nicodemus, you have been reborn of water and the Spirit. You've been born again. You've been born to a new life in Christ. That was your baptism. Next week, I want to go on and talk some more about the Christian faith in the modern world. I want to talk about our identity as Christians in this world, a world which tells us, pursue your own interests. Go chase down whatever excites you. By contrast, Christians are made in the image of God. Our interest is to love our neighbor. So, stay tuned. Yep, stay tuned. More to come on faith in the modern world. Amen.